At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I might have signed up for something I probably will regret, which is a full-blown knockdown dragout with Doc Walker.
I'm not violent.
I know you're not violent, but I want to get into this about the Eagles and running the football and the run game. Well,
you started that. You fell into that. That surprised me.
We'll get into it. Okay. By the way, welcome to Hour 2 here. It is Abe and Doc on a Black Friday. Hope you're having a good day after Thanksgiving. It's cold out there. It's windy out there. Winter has come. Apparently, it's going to be even colder in the next coming weeks. Not as bad as in the upper Midwest where they're going to get 15 inches of snow, but we could have one of them winters, Doc.
Well, let's hope not, because our mutual friends, Scott Lynn, you know, they have little small dogs and Solly, Steve Solomon, and they have to walk their little dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Or
their little paws. They got little booties on their
paws. Lynn
has
someone that dog walks for him when it's too cold.
Okay. Anyway, so cold outside, it's Black Friday, we're here talking, we'll be here until 4:45, and then we got Caps Hockey right here on The Fan. I'm going to get through all the games from yesterday, I got notes on them, some thoughts on stuff, and I want to talk about decision-making and strategy and the Packer and the Lion game, but about the running, yes, the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl last year, were the number one rushing team in the league. That has to come, though, with a few caveats, Doc. One, they have got Saquon Barkley, who is a extraordinary talent, who was completely healthy for the first time in his career for 17 of 17. Mm-hmm. Could have broke the record. Sirianni decided we're not going to chase that. They won the Super Bowl instead. I think everyone's happy.
I agree.
And I love Barkley, even though he's a dirty, stinking Eagle. Mm-hmm. I love him as a talent, as an incredible guy to watch. Mm-hmm. He's also running behind some of the best road graders you've ever seen when healthy, okay?
Yeah.
Mailata, Dickerson, Johnson, and others. Agreed. I mean, so that has to be taken into account. And then you take into account the fact that Jalen Hurts, when he runs, is like a tank. He can run you 5, 10, 15-yard designed runs, and you're not in mortal fear of him getting broken in two because he is built so well. And that adds a rushing element to their game as well. And then the last part, I just want to point this out, is that when you have the tush push, which I still don't understand why those 9 idiot teams decided to vote against banning it. Are you people morons?
Yes.
One team is better at something that is a huge weapon than everyone else. They're offering you a chance to eliminate it. Take it out of their hands. Don't fall on this. Well, you never know what this will lead to, or it's not sporting to do this. Screw that. You're trying to win.
Agreed.
Take it out of their hands. But 9 teams decided, we're not going to do it. Okay. When you have the tush push and you're as good as they are, every 3rd and 5, which is normally a passing down for most teams, is a run optional down and distance because you're sitting at 4th and 1 maybe, and you tush push it. So I'm just saying all those things funnel into the Eagles being the number one rushing team in the league. You want to run the ball more with the Commanders.
Absolutely.
And I get it.
And I want Rodriguez to be at the head of the class of that.
I would endorse that as well, because that boy gets downhill.
Yeah, and that fierce 13 personnel deal, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all for it, because the identity that they want to present to the public is not who they are. They're not good enough to do it the way they'd like to do it.
The identity they're presenting is what? As a passing team?
Passing team.
An elite complex.
We go side to side. We're really, like, cool, man. We're really cool.
Jet sweeps.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Shotgun run, pistol runs.
Yeah. We're artistic.
Yeah.
You know, and I like him. He's a great.
Kingsbury.
Cord Kings is good, man. But nowhere in his record can you find where he's holding the trophy at the end of it.
Yeah. Well,
depends on what you want. Nothing wrong with stats. Stat yourself up. Yeah. But we got to be, you either in the stats game or you're in the trophy game. You can't be in both.
Update on the outs for on Sunday night. Noah Brown not expected to be active. That was just corrected a little bit ago. And then, yes on McLaurin, no officially on Jaden Daniels. So we'll see maybe one more week how that goes. Yesterday, three interesting games on multiple fronts. The Packers beat the Lions 31-24 in a game in which the loss of Amon-Ra St. Brown early on got rolled up on his ankle. He's going to be out for a couple weeks.
Killer.
It's a killer because he's a killer. He is a killer.
He's Charles Barkley.
Pound for pound, the most dynamic player in the league.
Agreed.
For a small guy.
Agreed.
And they do so much with him, they were scrambling to overcome that. That said, the game basically hinged on the fact that Matt LaFleur finally found a pair of balls and went for it and converted on three huge first downs, okay? Listen, LaFleur has been all about, oh,
you've been covering the Packers so long.
I have.
That was your inside frustration.
It was.
Coming out of here. Oh, I heard it.
Was.
I heard it.
So he goes for it on fourth down, and he pretty much rolls aces every time. Was that the right analogy, rolling aces? It comes up big every time. Love it, four touchdowns. Wicks had a huge game. I've been a Dontavion Wicks stan, as they call him, for a long time. Now, he had the drops last year.
Mm-hmm.
So his sophomore year, he had the drops. His freshman year, he was great. He could separate at the line of scrimmage like the other had in Green Bay, Davante Adams.
Yep.
But his hands were just terrible last year.
Yeah, that hurts you.
And what I said was, hey, T.O. once had the drops.
That's right.
CeeDee Lamb has been battling intermittent bouts of the drops.
Stay with him.
I'm like, hang with this guy.
Stay with him.
He's dynamic. Well, he showed it yesterday because he made every catch necessary, and including the fourth down catch that sealed the game. Campbell got criticized because they're down 10 in the fourth, early in the fourth. They got 4th-and-3 at the plus 21, and instead of kicking a field goal, they go for it. Goff hits Jameson Williams in the hands, and he drops it.
Yep.
Would have been a first down.
Yep.
The thing,
so who do you blame? Same thing happened in Frisco a couple years ago. They said he goes for it too much. I go, no, I don't agree with you, because the play was open. The guy dropped it.
Yeah.
He's right. It was there, but they got to execute.
I think the scale has tipped, Doc, where coaches are going for it a little bit too much.
Okay.
A little bit. Not a lot. We're close to, I think, the right balance of aggression.
I can't argue the results.
And points. Mm-hmm. But I would say that the reason that I don't love it is if Jameson Williams catches the ball, he's tackled for a 5-yard game, first down, moves the chains, but you're still at the 18. So what have you, quote, won with the gamble? You've just won more chances.
Three plays.
Possibly only three more plays.
Right.
And possibly a negative play, a sack, a penalty,
or
a turnover.
Can't argue.
So I think there's value in kicking to make it a one-score game, because there was a lot of time left. There was like 14 minutes left in the fourth. Okay, the other one, though, was the Packers on 3rd-and-3, two-minute warning. They're on the other side of the two-minute warning. The Lions are out of timeouts. LaFleur calls a passing play that gets broken up on 3rd-and-3, and they only burn 5 seconds of clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 4th-and-3, and by the way, they're at the plus, what was it, 40-yard line, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, why did he pass there? And I get it, because running the ball would guarantee you burn the clock down to 120.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go for a passing play on fourth and three, fine. He went for a pass on third and three for this reason, I believe. I don't know. I don't know how he thinks, but this is how I think. Third and three, everyone assumes, Doc, you're running.
Mm-hmm.
You're running to take the safe play of, oh, we're going to get 40 seconds off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to surprise the Lions.
I think he did.
Show aggression, complete that third and three, which they should complete in their sleep. And therefore, once you complete the first down by run or by pass, the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The Lions have no timeouts. You're inside 2 minutes. It's over. It's three knees and turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he was thinking. He's like, we got two shots. Let's surprise him on third with a pass. Maybe it'll work, maybe not. And we're going to do it again on fourth down. Now, they did line up to do the hud-hud, to try to get a false start. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. They called timeout. I was like, please don't punt in here. Do not punt it here. Because punting on that side of the field that close, you're going to net probably 20 yards if you don't pin them at the five. And it's, you know, 50-50. You're going to get a good corner shot to really pin them. But every time I see a team that is guarding a more than 3-point lead, where the other team gets the ball with time to operate, they chew up the yards from their own 10 to their own 40 in a blink because you're playing soft coverage. So the 20 to 30 yards you'd gain by punting are usually gone quickly. It usually results in okay, we better drop anchor. We're now in the red zone. We got to keep them out of the end zone. So for that reason, I was like, go for it. Absolutely. I had no problem. Some of the guys on my group chat did not like that decision. What did you think?
Well, you're as close to them, the Packers, as anybody.
Yeah.
You got to have a feel for it. Their quarterback was on fire.
Yes, he was.
And when that guy has a hot hand, keep ask the dealer to keep giving you cards.
Yeah.
He is so talented when he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when they support him, and he's doing this without losses in the receiver position for Green Bay, it killed me not to pick him because I really like what they are capable of. I just need to see it more consistently.
Yeah.
And if I do, they might be your next champion.
Now, on the other side of it, the Lions fall to 7-5. The math is really bad for them now. They've lost two to the Packers, so they're not going to overtake them in the race for the division. And they've got to pretty much go 4-1 down the stretch to make the playoffs. And even then, they're going to be a wild card that goes on the road. Remember 2 years ago when they had a shot, they were up on San Fran in the NFC title game, and afterwards the devastated Dan Campbell said, quote, I told the guys this might be our only shot.
That's right.
It's looking more and more like maybe that's the case. Do you think the Lions' shot has been used in the broader, longer scope of things?
Well, Ragnow coming out of retirement,
yes.
It's not a great sign, but at center, it's easier to do.
Helps.
To pull off, yeah, it'll help him. But they lost, other than their quarterback, they lost their glue guy. And when you lose a receiver.
Amon Ross.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the equalizer. As good as those backs are or whatever, he's the guy that sticks it with the hands, gives you another first down. He allows you to have the versatility. You don't know if we're in run or pass mode. The key to every good offense is that, do you know what I'm about to do? Well, with them, if they're in first and 10, they got him, and you don't know. If he's out, you do know.
Yeah.
That's what makes you accessible to a good if the defensive coordinator is not intoxicated from the night before. Not that complicated. Make it complicated.
Yeah, the other thing is that, you know, when Campbell took over the play sheet against us, it was like, okay.
It's against us.
Against the Commanders.
Right. That's my point.
Right. Yeah,
me or you might have had success against the Commanders.
I know.
Yeah.
It was all sunshine and roses. The narrative was, oh, this is great, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Now, three games on from that point, with diminishing returns each time, there are people saying, give the sheet up.
Yeah.
You need to be what you have been all along, which is a leader of men type of coach.
Right.
And a big picture type of coach, that you're got the readers on and you're into the small type and you're going, 40 Jet Cloud X Turbo. Yeah, yeah, let's call that.
Don't change the formula.
Yeah. So now there's talk about that. It's amazing how quickly and how fleeting sometimes your perceived window is. and how agonizing it can be that they came so close to the mountaintop against the Niners and threw it away with a calamitous second half, and then the next year came back and were even better and were poised at home, and they caught the Commanders who came in, and they were like Rocky dismissing Drago in the first
meeting. And their defense, to be honest, was in full recovery mode.
It was.
They were playing with Scotch tape.
They were.
And
but I felt like they didn't respect the Commander's speed last year,
right?
Or anything about them. They got punched in the face and didn't know how to react
at home,
and they panicked.
Yeah,
they got smacked in the face and they panicked, and it just got faster and faster from there. They couldn't adjust. I remember seeing the game last year, and I was like, okay, you need to change up what you are for a moment and just run. Slow this game down. Drop anchor.
Yeah.
Instead, it was like more trick plays. More passing.
Yeah, that's the coordinator.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Johnson and Mr. Innovative.
Right.
You really have to have, man, I could reverse it and go to the Ravens and go, they have kept themselves out of it and maybe missed their window because their offensive coordinator, to me, I'd really check him for his blood alcohol. They've got the best team, the best defense, the best everything. This guy just will not run the ball. He just will not run the ball.
Todd Monken. Result.
Yeah, they're terrible. I would not.
So the Packers are 8-3-1, and they're in a really good position mathematically. It's all coming down to two matchups against the Bears in the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be juicy because I think the Bears have definitely moved the needle on being better with Ben Johnson.
They are.
I do think they are a little bit overcooked because they're an 8-3 team that is a -3 point differential. Which is they've been tracking this stuff, and they're like, yeah, no 8-3 team has ever been like that in like 30 years. So they're a little bit lucky, but it's a rivalry. And last year, the Bears gave the Packers all they wanted and then some. It came down to two block field goals in the matchups that was a split. So this is going to be a war for the next 2 out of 3 weeks against the Packers. It'll determine basically the outcome of the NFC North. Also, Micah Parsons had 2.5 more sacks. That puts him at 12.5 on the year. He has now entered rarefied air of the only player, Doc, in NFL history who has 12 or more sacks in every one of his first 5 seasons in the league. And now that he is a Packer, and I watch him more closely than I did when he was in Dallas, every game, an absolute force of nature.
LTS.
Yes, LTS.
When you see somebody like him, he was even rougher to try to contain when play away. Most guys, you can get them on play away. Whatever he had, that relentless button, they play with the same
the
aggression.
Pursuit button.
It's just, they're going to get, it's as if their child has been kidnapped.
Yes.
And that's the, because I think when you say it that way, all fathers
understand.
You understand it.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting to her.
Yeah.
To him. You're getting to him.
Right.
That's the way you pursue.
Yeah.
And no, very few people can do it at that level.
I would put him probably right behind the guy in Cleveland.
Well, he's the best.
Yeah.
Ever.
Garrett is off the charts.
This dude is not supposed to be that big and agile. Who the hell is he? I'd have him checked. If I'm playing against him, I want him checked to make sure he's human.
Yeah.
Do what they're doing with Cleveland. You're talking about wasting a career with these idiots.
I know.
But that whole deal.
But he re-signed. That's the thing. He wanted out.
Ching-ching.
He demanded a trade. And then he saw the money. He goes, maybe I'll stay.
Ching-ching.
Ching-ching. So that's the first game. Then we have the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Some interesting nuggets in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to hear if Doc thinks the Cowboys are actually onto something. Or if this is a little bit of fool's gold, you're going to have to wait through this tedious commercial break to pay the bills. But we'll talk Cowboys and Chiefs right after this. It is Zabe with the DOC on a beautiful Black Friday here in the district.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is there something going on in Dallas? Or are the Cowboys gonna cowboy? Good question. I know this was pretty lively down there yesterday. 31-28, your final over the Chiefs. That is now a two-game, two-step. Just beat both the AFC and NFC champs from last year as CeeDee Lamb had a great game. 7 for $112. And the Cowboys defense, Doc, maybe they got some stuff going on here. You know, Clowney had a couple sacks. And when they announced that he was coming out of retirement, I'm like, this never works.
Never worked for us.
Never works for us. Yeah. He's working for them right now. Quinnen Williams has been, I think, a touch overrated.
He's a beast.
But he is a beast.
He's a beast.
When he's dialed in. And then the biggest return is old number zero, DeMarvion Overshown.
Overshown is back.
He's back after he blew out his ACL, his MCL, yeah, and his PCL. And he is a difference maker. So the defense now has a little bit of moxie to it. And maybe... And Dak's playing great. Dak is a very unpopular guy to say nice things about on the radio because there's so much Dak hatred. Mm-hmm. I've never had it for him because I realize how hard the job is of quarterback, Dallas Cowboys. It is a job that requires a steady, calm, mature dedication.
He's not underpaid
to the job. No.
He is worth every dime of it.
Yes.
Because Dakota has a real sense of the deep ball, and now he's got two freaks that can go get it.
Yes.
So,
and then there's the Pickens angle, I didn't mention in that rundown of something going on. Pickens is in a contract year, and I've had people tell me, they're like, well, of course he's playing great. He wants to get paid. And I'm like, okay.
Like Deron Payne. A lot of guys blow up on that year when they're about to get reevaluated, but this guy's different.
Oh, he is different.
He's different.
He's a dog.
There's just certain guys that you look at him and go, well, why? How could Pittsburgh ever? That's the kind where you start thinking.
How could Tomlin not handle a strong personality that needed a little bit of managing?
That's what he does. But their quarterback situation was so bad.
It was so bad.
Yeah. That the receiver gets frustrated. Yeah. But with Dak, it's a dream come true. And their O-line. they fixed it. They've got big, huge. They went to Georgia and Alabama and went and got linemen. So anybody that invests in the O-line first, to me, you're going to win me over because I realize that you get it. You get it. And now those two wide receivers and their tight ends are good. They're really good on offense, and they always have been, and they may always will be. The question is, I'm not even zeroing in on the Cowboys until the playoffs start. This is nothing new, what they're doing now. Let's see what happens when the playoffs start.
Yeah, Kansas City got a big game from Mahomes. Statistically, it is still, though, pretty much Mahomes and Rice, and that's about it. Kelce is pretty much shot. They can't run the ball consistently to save their life. They get spurts here and there from Hunt and what's his name? The tough guy that the Rutgers kid.
Pacheco.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they lost two O-linemen yesterday to injury when they were already down a lineman going into the game.
They call me Big Pop.
And for the first time in a while, the Chiefs did get hosed by the referees. They had five PIs called against them. Four of them were accepted. A number of them were legitimate, but that's a lot. They got two key PIs on the final drive by Dallas when it looks like they were going to spit the bit and throw the game away. That helped. They got a defensive holding as well, total of 10 penalties for 119 yards, and they fall now to 6-6, and they are on the outside looking in the crowded AFC, where the AFC has 1, 2, 3 teams currently at 7-4, ahead of them for the final wild card. That'd be the Chargers, the Jaguars, and the Bills. Doc, are the Chiefs, in fact, cooked?
Very well could be. I mean, I'm done. I've taken them every week and lost I'm out. I just couldn't put myself to believe. I've seen what a champion looks like, and they still have that look. But when that left tackle, there's certain principles about the game I'll never get away from. I judge everything based on the offensive line first. If that left tackle's out,
everything changes.
Unlike anything other than if you had Jim Brown or Jerry Rice at receiver. If you have those two guys, you might still be able to overcome it. But if you don't, you're not going to overcome it because Dallas has old people beating them off the edge. Imagine how they're going to play against Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Cowboys are 6-5-1. And they're sitting currently just behind the Lions for the last playoff spot. So the NFC picture looks like this. Rams 9-2, Eagles 8-3, Bears 8-3, Buccaneers 6-5. Those are your division leaders right now. That's why they're the seeds 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are 8-3. They still
dangerous.
They're dangerous.
Dangerous.
They have another date, I think, still with the Rams to come. The Packers are 8-3-1. The Niners are 8-4. Then the Lions are 7-5. And then the Cowboys are 6-5-1. So it's going to be a stretch for the Cowboys to get there. A, do you think they can get to the playoffs? And B, is something actually happening with them?
It is. Yes, they can. As they always can.
Okay.
I don't judge them until the playoffs start. That's a game I'll bet you whatever amount of money that they'll lose. Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
But this point right now is when they show up and show out. And Dak, I'm never going against him. This dude is amazing until that playoff game.
Yeah.
So everything is built up to that. They made some good moves. Interior, they fix it. They got two studs at tackle. And when people can't run the ball down your throat, that's an advantage for you. All of our great teams, what they have inside. Studs, Dave Butts, World Grant, all them people can't run on them. Can't run on anybody that's really good.
Yeah.
You just can't.
So the remaining schedule for Dallas, Doc, is at Detroit Thursday on TNF Prime. Mm-hmm. That's a week from yesterday, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's their biggest one. And then, home against Minnesota, and I assume Max Brosmer.
That should be
a win.
Let's hope so.
Home against the Chargers, that's a tougher date.
Mm.
At the Commanders on Christmas Day.
Fa-la-la-la-la. You just got to hope, spoiler.
La-la-la-la.
And
then at New York with their season completely in the luggage box at that point.
But G-Men,
that's as good of a finishing schedule in terms of softness as you're going to get for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You can easily see three wins in there versus Minnesota, us, and the Giants. And they might steal one at Detroit or home against the Chargers.
The Giants, to me, are tougher out because they, unless I haven't seen the roster in a week.
Defensively, they're nasty.
They can rush the quarterback.
Yes, they can. When Abdul Carter is not sleeping through meetings.
You can rush the quarterback.
Exactly.
We couldn't get to the quarterback if it was tag. And that's the problem.
Well, you need dudes. Where are the dudes, Doc?
Yeah, dudes went down, and nobody replaced them. We need more dudes. We had some guys that are a little old in the tooth.
True.
I mean, they went out and got the prize free at veteran, went to Dallas, not here.
Yeah.
Everybody had a shot, but he went there.
Yes.
You know, same thing with the disgruntled wide receiver. Everybody had a shot. He went there.
Yep.
And then one of our best rushers went there. We couldn't keep him. When we look back at this whole season, do our recap, it'll be that it was lost in the offseason, the decisions they made. You got rid of people that produced. You got money. They showed you they're better than who you had. You let them go.
Who did you think was the worst?
The wide receivers. Both of them.
Okay.
Because you got a return man and another guy. Guys that went deep, caught the ball from a guy that had a magical season. Why on earth do you mess with that? That's karma.
Yeah.
And you had money.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be old. Old is good late in the season, not in the beginning.
Even though Debo has been okay, better than okay, he's been good.
He never got to play with his counterpart.
Terry.
If Terry were there with Debo, bingo.
Yeah.
But you got to plan on what happens if. What's the leader in charge of everything? I'm not supposed to think about it. It's your job to think about it.
Yeah.
And they chose an option that they whiffed.
I was taken aback at the amount of Terry hate from some of the fan base. And I'm like, I get it. You're frustrated and you think he's asking for too much money. But, I mean, do you not appreciate what he's done for the team through some very bad quarterbacking and bad coaching and how hard it is
forgot
to get paid
leadership
again?
Even I forgot it. I just judged him on his talent. It was outstanding.
Okay.
I forgot how he leads him out the locker room every game.
So
he's
the
glue guy.
So you think do you think he was selfish to hold out and abdicate his leadership more money?
No, okay. Not at all. It's a negotiation.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. It's
a negotiation. I don't tell you. But they have to understand who's the straw that turns the drink behind the doors. Not our job to do that.
Right.
We're not even supposed to have permission to see it.
Right.
It seems like they didn't have it either.
Right. Well, I'm a fan of if you're going to overpay somebody, overpay your own guy who has proven to be a guy you believe in.
Doesn't show up late.
Right.
Rallies your entire team to go out to battle every week.
That's what I was saying during this whole thing. I go, well, okay, so he wants more than he probably should get, and he might have to overpay. Who cares?
Yeah.
This is not the guy or the contract to win some accounting battle on about, look how smart we are with our money.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that.
They misread the room, and what's so amazing is that the team that's the hallmark team in the NFL – with all the sayings and the quotes, he's the guy that stirs the whole thing up.
Yeah.
He was your best contact. He is your guts of your entire team. And you misread it. You didn't read your own room and you created it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be good to see him out there Sunday night. And hopefully he can do some stuff against a very good Broncos defense. I did see where Patrick Surtain II is questionable, I believe, for the game. But
that'll help him.
Either way,
his absence is a plus.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the NFC, or the AFC, back to them for a second. So the Patriots are 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a quick, do you trust them or not?
Oh, yeah. Trust the Broncos, everything because the coach. They got a thug at coach.
They do. Broncos are 9-2. Do you trust them?
Another thug.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be a jackass. The good humor man thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
It does not work.
Neither Vrabel nor Peyton give up. About who likes them or not.
They're not worried about a veteran day off. They're not worried about anything other than beating your behind on the field.
Right. The Colts at 8-3. Now with the disclosed injury to Daniel Jones, a slight fracture in his fibia. They're going to try to manage through it the rest of the way.
It's going to be tough now that we know I'm rushing him to death. But they've got the thug that they can hand the ball off to. But
JT,
once you become predictable in this league, you usually don't succeed long.
Yeah. And the four seed right now, biggest benefactor of last night's Ravens stumble was the Steelers, who nobody believes in at 6-5. Like, nobody. And with Rodgers, I don't know if he's due to come back this Sunday or not. I got to check the latest on that. On Funny Ben, give me a status update. He is playing for sure. Okay, cleared for sure. And then you got the Chargers, Jaguars, and Bills. And those are all other teams as well that I think have shown some real hesitation. Like, this is a year where there's no super teams, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the NFL being a bit of a mystery here as we head into December.
Can't argue that.
All right, quick break. Zabe and Doc here on the Fan. Update from Starkville. Last I saw is 24-13, 11-point lead for Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels. We'll keep you up to date on that, plus the rest of this Black Friday college football landscape as well. You're listening to the Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Damn, I forgot what I teased on the other side of the break. Maybe Ben remembers. Maybe Doc remembers.
Not no sure way, Jose.
I got a lot of stuff that I do want to get to here today. Welcome to Zabe and Doc on a Black Friday. This has been a lot of fun. I guess I want to talk about coaches, because I heard during the update that the guy at Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, just got re-upped with more money. So he's off the market. Eli Drinkwitz.
Missouri's off the market.
Yep, Drink got paid $10 million plus per year, six-year deal. And so when you look at these programs that decided to keep their guys, like Maryland with Loxley, I understand.
It was a great move for Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, Wisconsin kept their guy in Fickell, and the team responded by winning some games, which was like, wow, okay. And maybe that's right. I think they looked at it like, we don't have the money, and we won't be able to get a guy that is any good in this cycle because the pressure is too high. The fan base that's freaking out, and I've got several of them in my house right now, we are Penn State.
The Lions.
My Penn State in-laws are kind of like, oh boy, we're not sure who we're going to get now. We were sure we were sick of Franklin, and we were
just in a national championship game a year ago,
and we were happy that we got rid of him. And now they're like, oh damn, who are we going to get?
You were lucky that he was built to take the punishment. He never cracked.
True.
Although it had to be humiliating for him.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a certain sense of class about him.
How well do you know him?
Well.
I was
but he's
say.
Tough.
Right.
He's a tough dude. Yeah. Kids played from when he was in Maryland under Ralph. Been at JMU. From a recruiting standpoint, when you've had to recruit this area, the DMV and 757, the whole nine, it's a gold mine. Penn State was loaded. Now, the fact that it hasn't been filled now surprises me. But Indiana gave him the finger. And what's happening now for the Missouris, Nevadas, UNLVs, when, quote, the others start keeping people in pain, when Vanderbilt's good, when Georgia Tech can beat you, it's great for the game. And now the mighty Penn State is not in control. And I never would have predicted this.
I wouldn't either. Now, question. Did they pay Brent Key down at Georgia Tech yet? Is he available, in theory, at a price? Because I love that guy.
Oh, you're talking about a tactician and a guy that makes you think, okay, guess where we're coming next? I have no idea.
Tactician and a rah-rah guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a attitude energy coach as well. You listen to him talk, you're like, hell yeah, I'll run through a wall for that guy.
Yeah. No, you're right. Good eyes.
So that would be one guy that you could maybe go get, but it's going to take a huge pile of money.
It's Penn State, man.
I know it's Penn State, and they got off the hook because Virginia Tech hiring, you know, Franklin only puts, I think, Penn State on the hook for $9 million. Mm-hmm. So that's ashtray money right there. Ashtray points for them. So they should be able to get somebody, but they got to get somebody that they feel good about. And that's getting harder and harder. 31-13 right now in the Egg Bowl as Ole Miss is pulling away from Fred Smoot University, where I believe he got
Can Smoot remember the last time they won?
1.9 GPA for Smoot, I believe.
Yeah.
Playing college football.
Well, he was under a lot of pressure.
Should we hot call Smoot and just see how
absolutely.
He's doing? Or do we wait till this thing goes final? I'll wait till it goes final.
Because he'll have a way out. The beauty about Smoot is no way you can put him in a corner.
No, too slippery.
Too slippery. I mean, he'll get out. He'll get out of it. Right. Matter of fact, he's going to profit off this.
He's been workshopping rants, I bet, based on this game. 12:52 left in the fourth quarter, but it's looking like it's Ole Miss. Now, I need a quarter in the Doc Walker jukebox about Lane Kiffin not only not tamping down these reports or rumors of Florida wants to pay him, LSU wants to pay him, but apparently sending his wife and family to go visit the two spots and not really trying to hide it. Is this dirty pool, or is it just the state of play in college sports?
Just the state of play in college sports.
That's it.
This guy's recovering. He's beaten him.
Recovering
outside forces.
Yeah.
To me, help people helped a lot. I would be really surprised if he stabbed any of them. It's good to be wanted, especially when you've won nothing.
Yeah.
So this is the beauty about the way the day's game going. You don't have to win to be valuable or to be at the head of the market. It's so trendy. It's just like all the devices we have. They don't all have to work. It's just how flashy are they. I admire this dude. This dude got himself healthy. Obviously, he's unique. His old man was really special. Monty Kiffin. This guy's been with the Trojans, the Raiders. Look where he's been.
Oh,
And Nick.
The 30 for 30 on Lane Kiffin someday, when it's finally over, is going to be a wild ride because he got fired from the Raiders in one of the most bizarre press conferences you'll ever see with Al Davis when he was alive going on this tear-down rant about, this kid, Lane, I don't know what his deal is, but he wouldn't listen to me, you know? I told him, Jamarcus Russell is a great player. Get over it. And he had this overhead projector, a piece of technology that Unfunny Ben behind the glass has never seen in his life. the most crude way to project images onto a screen for school children. An overhead projector. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I had that up until like second grade. Then they got the Promethean boards.
And, right, the Promethean boards. Okay, so you've seen one of those.
Hey,
Al Davis, go to YouTube if you haven't seen this and watch Al Davis fire Lane Kiffin with an overhead projector showing the reasons why he was firing his head coach. It was one of the most gobsmacking things to go, you don't have to do all this. You just have to fire him. Now, the reason he did it was because he also didn't pay Lane Kiffin. So it became a fight over what was left on his contract. And Al Davis thought, well, if I just do this overhead projector on what a bum he was. So he not only got fired that way from the pros, he got left on the tarmac at USC. Literally left on the tarmac. The team and the plane went this way, and he stood there with his Samsonite looking like a chump. Unbelievable.
But look where he's been.
I know. But then, of all people, Nick Saban takes him in like a stray cat. Says, oh, kitty, you want a bowl of milk? He brings him in. And then from there, he's back. But you're right. He hasn't won anything.
No, never.
Yet.
But so he's a but you don't have to win in today's society. You just have to be either fancy, popular. You got to have, he's got that it factor. I like the fact that he's beaten something. He's recovered from it.
Sure.
He's a better human being now. He obviously has a gift, and it's his communication with his quarterback and his offensive people.
Right.
He gives you results.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah. And I forgot the stint at Florida Atlantic as well, because he was there for 3 years before getting back with Ole Miss. And his best record at Ole Miss still has two losses. The 2023 team had two losses. He's had five losses, three losses. Only this year they're sitting at 10-1, about to go to 11-1 right now. And we'll see if he stays. I think the current vibe is he does, but let's wait till this game is
over.
You
think so? But what do you believe?
At this point, I'll believe anything. And I believe we got to go to a break. Hour three coming up next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.